preeminent.
Blog Talk Radio.
Get your ass down here.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this one?
UCR.
Go.
We say and hope we want. Give it to you, not come. Any place, any time. Not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll. We never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Uncensored Radio. You know who we are. We are your guiltiest pleasure. It is a wonderful day. It's been a very a crazy day, but I am so glad to be on Uncensored Radio. I'm so glad to be able to talk to you guys and to chat. And I don't know where Jeffrey Emmett is. He just
Honey, I've been here.
Where have you been? We couldn't see ya.
I'm away from home.
What?
I can't see you for like the last 5 minutes.
Oh, it's I think it's a blog talk thing because
Uh-oh.
We were having those issues, so who knows?
Yeah.
But I didn't call in until like 2 minutes of, so, I mean, I wasn't there for the full 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, blog talk sucks, and we've got Jeffrey Emmett in the house. Jeffrey, how are you?
I am alive. I'm still here.
Amen. I know. I'm alive, too. Thank God for that. James, my dearest James, how are you tonight?
I am fabulous, darling. Simply fabulous. How are you?
I am pretty fabulous, too. I am pretty fabulous. I don't know if I think the word's kind of gotten out. We had a health scare in the family. My sister is doing fine. She is out of surgery. And obviously, we've got a long battle ahead, but we are very optimistic. We're a very optimistic family. Like, we are not ever really shaken by much. So today's been a very stressful day, a very thought-provoking day, but I'm so thankful. She is in her bed resting and sleeping and probably on some good drugs. We're all jealous of that. We're all jealous of that. She's probably, like, sleeping better than she's ever slept in her whole life. So I will keep all of you posted, but thank you so much, all of you who Facebooked me and you know, all that good stuff. Thank you. I appreciate your love, your support, and all that the wonderful feelings that I felt today. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So this is going to be a very interesting week. We are really, Jeffrey, I will have to say something. Jeffrey has been gung-ho the last 2 weeks on really turning the corner with the radio show. And it's kind of fun because you guys are kind of, it's like you're kind of behind the scenes. You know, we're a very open book kind of radio show. We tell you when we're thinking of stuff. We tell you when we try stuff. We tell you when stuff works and doesn't work. But you guys know our mission in 2013 is to take this radio show to a whole nother level. And Mr. Jeffrey's really been working on that. Mr. James, everybody's been working, our whole team. I'm getting very excited about this, but I do want to put out into the universe because this is something that we are working on. We are going to start doing advertisement on Uncensored Radio. As all of you know, we have over 100,000 listeners. We've got all kinds of amazing things that are happening. So your business, your online business, your at-home business, your business could very well buy advertising time on our show. We've got a show that is soon to go 7 days a week. We're right now at 6 days a week. So contact us at Uncensored Radio. Is it at AOL?
Yep.
At AOL.com. Yes. That's the best place to contact us if you are interested in placing an ad. If you want me and Katrina to do a commercial for you, if you want to do a commercial for yourself and we just press play and it's all great, whatever the case may be. James can probably sing a jingle. I'm pretty sure of it. So let us know what your advertising needs are because we're not just a radio show. We are a radio show with 100,000 listeners, so you better get on while you can. That's my speech.
Exactly.
That's my speech. So what else do you got, Jeffrey? Do you have any important news we need to report to the people before we start dishing?
Well, I'm alive after the most embarrassing illness of my life, but I'm here and I'm kicking.
Do you want to share your embarrassing illness, or do you just want to keep it at that?
I thought it was the convention hangover, but it wasn't. The temperature of like 102, hello, infection, needed some medication, but I'm alive.
I'm so sick of them.
Yeah, like I have not been in the ER. Like I went to an urgent care thing, you know, it's like a clinic or whatever, but you still have to pay.
Yes.
I went to one of those, and they're like, you need to go to the ER. And they kind of scared the shit out of me. They're like, you might have to stay overnight and be on IVs. I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
Right.
Yeah,
that is scary.
It was
you
a little nuts.
You're right to be scared.
Yeah, and then it ended up like whatever. I mean, I still feel like shit, but you know, whatever. It's getting better, so that's all that matters.
Right.
It's nuts. But then my mom calls me today, tells me my little brother's sick. Pretty bad. Yeah, and he's like gonna fly home tomorrow. I mean, it's just all nuts. It's all crazy. I'm like, what is going on? Why is everybody getting sick? I just don't understand.
I know. Makes you just want to, like, hold your people tight, you know, tell them you love them, take your vitamins, people, eat better, do whatever it takes to get your health in check, because you're right. You were sick. I mean, my sister got sick. Your brother's now sick. It's just like, give me a break. We don't want any more people to be sick. No more sickness. Only good health. No more ER visits. No more hospital stays. None of that. It's over. We've had our, you know how they say things happen in threes, okay? We've had our three. It's over.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that the truth?
Ain't that the truth?
Well, they happen in threes and sevens.
What? I've only heard threes.
I've heard threes and sevens.
Oh no!
I heard threes and
sevens. Oh, that's Kansas City. We're in LA. We ain't going through the Kansas City code. Kansas City calendar. We ain't going by that.
Okay.
It might happen in sevens in Kansas City because there's like snow all the time and horrible weather. Here it's sunny and beautiful and bright.
I know.
So we're gonna go by this.
I know. It's freaking spring and it snowed.
I read your post about traffic and people can't drive, and I'm like, oh man, still bad weather over there.
Yeah, we had snow. Like, we had a snowstorm Saturday into Sunday, and I couldn't go to work Sunday morning because of it. Like, every single road, like, to get to the highway from my house, every way that I could think of, there was a cop parked there, you know, blocking the intersection, and there was either an accident or someone just stuck.
Oh, no.
And they kept, they kept reverting people back. So finally, I was called into work, and I was like, screw this. I'm not going to make it in today. I couldn't find a way out, so I was just like, screw it, and went home. Went back to bed.
Were they nice about it, at least? Because your work be tripping sometimes.
No, I got written up for it today.
Oh! How is that possible? How do you get written up, and there is a snowstorm? Like, I don't understand. Can you, like, go to East Cop and get a letter? Like, it's almost like a doctor's note. He can't drive on this road.
I should probably. No, like, they had, I think, like, 10 people were able to make it in yesterday. And those 10 people got, like, an attendance point earned back because they made it in. And it was so much bullshit. Like, they offered an incentive. And had they told me what the incentive was, I probably would have tried a little bit harder to actually make it to work. But they didn't. So, shut up. Like, had they said, oh, we're giving you half a point back if you make it in, like, I probably would have tried that. But they didn't tell me that until I got there today.
What's these points?
And then,
what are you getting points for? Is it, like, Parcheesi? What do you get points for?
Well, like, every time you call out, you get 1 point for calling out, and you're only allowed to cure so many before they terminate you. Well, I have a long, drawn-out story for this, and I don't really want to go into it, but needless to say, I'm close to my max with my points because of errors that were made on my time card that they won't correct for me, and because of that, I got written up today. It's my second final warning on my attendance.
Final warning.
Jasmine,
I've never heard of such.
Right. And Jasmine, my friend Jasmine, my wonderful friend Jasmine, who helped us out.
Yes,
in my
that we love, our girl, that she is like Uncensored Radio family member.
She is. She got let go today. Like, she doesn't work with me anymore. They fired her. Yeah.
No.
Wow, Roshan, I appreciate you putting her business out there like this. Good Lord, child.
Well,
oh,
you know
no.
what? It's cool. She'll be fine with it. But yeah, it's
we'll
just
tell
like
her if she sells ads for the radio show, we'll give her a small percentage.
I already told him, Gert. I already told him.
Yep.
At least Jasmine can, like, you know, she can get some income coming in. The harder she works, the better it works out.
We're giving
away
Right. I'm not very happy with my place of employment, and I am actively looking for another position. So if anyone in the chat room has any ideas on where I can work, please let me know.
In the Kansas City, Missouri area.
Glad to help you. No, mm-hmm. I will go anywhere. I'm thinking, seriously considering looking for a job in Southern California.
You ain't leaving your mama, so you stop your lying.
No, actually, I'm quite considering it. It's either California or Texas.
Your mama ain't gonna let you leave, so stop your lying.
My mama won't have a choice. I am a 24-year-old man here, people.
If that's what you think, boo-boo, if that's what you think, because you are attached to mama's tent, let's just be honest.
Mm-hmm. I remember when he came to Auburn.
Don't hang up on me, bitch.
Him and his mom, they talk like 5 times a day. Remember that? This last time, though, when he was in, if he talked to his mom, I never knew he did. So maybe he's turning the corner, Jeff.
I think he just hung up on us.
No. I'm still here. No, in Auburn, okay, mind you, in Auburn, that was my first time to be really that far away from home. So, yes, I did talk to my mom a lot. I'm not going to lie. I am a mama's boy. I love my mama. She's one of my best friends. She is one of the only people that I know I can talk to about near anything and not get judged for it. And in Kentucky, I did talk to my mom, but I talked to her, I talked to her when I got there, and I talked to her when we left.
Mhm. I ain't nobody
to
talk. Trust me, I am not judging because I talk to my mom every day, practically. So I'm not
judging.
There's
nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. I'm not judging, so don't think that I'm judging. So there's no reason. But it is what it is. And Jeff, you talk to your mom every day. What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, but the difference is I don't live with her, Gert.
Yeah, we do have one up on you, James. We don't live with our parents.
Well, and I'm trying to change that.
Yeah, I know you
like,
are.
Like, I left my mama house at, like, 16 or 17. I don't even remember now. I was like, peace.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to come back for a few trips every now and again. You know, because some shit would go down, and maybe I had
to
come stay home for a few months, get my shit together, and then find somebody else to go live with. But I'm saying. And then, I mean, okay, in all fairness, I did rent from her for quite a few years when we had the, you know, multi-unit. And in fairness, I didn't always pay the full rent, so maybe you can include that, like, living with mom.
Yeah.
But the thing is, she was nice to me about it. Like,
that from your grown man status. I'm a deduction.
But, like, she straight wouldn't, she wasn't having it. Like, I didn't pay my rent. She was breathing down my neck. She'd be like, bitch, I'm going to get you a court order to get the fuck out of my house. You don't pay your rent.
Amen.
She didn't.
I love it. Good for her. Then I will add a half a point back to your grown man status.
She did not play.
Uncensored radio.
Well, and it was a good thing. Like, she tells me how bad she would feel about it or whatever. But the thing is, it's like they needed that money. You know, like, at the time, the apartment, it was like a very, very big one bedroom. But at one point, I turned it into a three bedroom. Don't ask. I had a few friends. And
Jeffrey would turn a one bedroom into a three bedroom. What did you make the closet into a bedroom, the hallway was a bedroom, and then you had the
actually
bedroom?
As a matter of fact. No. What? It was huge. I mean, when I tell you it was a huge apartment, I mean huge.
Did you put, like, dividers up, or what's the deal?
No, there was, like, you'd walk in, there was a massive kitchen, and then off the kitchen there was a huge living room that had, like, a room off of it that had, like,
uh-huh.
you know, kind of like a doorway, like, to go in to a dining room or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So, they, you know, you were kind of like, whatever. So I had at one point made that a bedroom. And then off the kitchen there was this, like, huge, like, storage room, but it could fit a single bed.
You're in the closet/storage/.
At one point, it was Stephanie living there with me and her son. He was in the storage closet. But, I mean,
it was big.
It was big enough for a kid's bedroom, by all means, you know. And it had a window, and it had a closet.
Now, if this kid has problems later on in life, I'm blaming you and Stephanie for putting him in the closet.
So she had the bedroom. I had the room off the living room. And then, like, towards the end, we moved in. Ona and Christina for a spell.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, my mother was ready to kill me.
I never knew you and Stephanie were roomies.
Oh, we lived together. That wasn't the first time or the last.
And you're still friends. That says a lot.
It wasn't always. Well, I mean, we got along really well when we lived together for the most part, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we got into some fights. Like, she got pissed at me a few times. I got pissed at her. But, I mean, for the most part, it was fine.
Right. It's so
it
hilarious
just,
because until you live with someone, you really don't know them. You really don't know
oh,
that.
Oh, God.
Until
that
you live with someone.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty interesting when you live with people. I think I was always a decent roommate. I just didn't really... Like, I liked the fact that wasn't alone. Like, I never liked being alone. I never liked being in a home by myself, walking in there in the
and
dark. I don't
you
like
talk
that.
About me?
No, but I don't want to, like, I don't want to party every night. Like, I don't want to.
Well, I don't
want to
party every night either.
But you like to have, like, oh, come over for dinner. Oh, come over for a drink.
Oh, yeah.
Or, oh, come over and watch a movie. Like, I don't want a group of people. Like, I just didn't want to walk in a house and no one else was there. And it was, like, me and the four walls. Like, it's like, thinking somebody's hiding under my bed. Like, I didn't want that. I liked having a roommate because they had their room, I had my room. They had their bathroom, I had my bathroom. Like, that's how it kind of was. But I didn't want, like, my thing was I always live with close girlfriends. And so I didn't really want to hang with my girlfriends and then go home and live with my girlfriends. Like, it was almost like if we were roommates, I didn't really want to hang out with you after that.
Oh.
Because we already live together. Like, I'm like, are we going to hang out and live together? Like, that's too much.
Oh, see, you're weird.
Yeah, see, I just can't. It's too. I need my time. I need my personal time.
You're a
but
loner.
I will say that my best friend, Celine, she got me. Like, she knew me. She got me. She did her thing. I did my thing. And then we would hang. Like, we would, you know. And then we had our house stuff that we would do together. But there would be times, like, I'd be in my room, she'd be in her room, and we'd call each other instead of, like, walking to the room. We'd be calling. And we'd sit on the phone and talk for, like, an hour from room to room.
Are you okay? That's ridiculous.
We were already doing that. Like, she'd be in her room, I'd be in my room, and we'd be talking on the phone, like, just like old times.
You're ridiculous. You realize this,
right? I know. I am ridiculous. I know these things. I know.
Like, I think you would die if you didn't have a phone attached. Like, I really believe that you are worse than I am. You may be the only person on the planet, but
I don't really talk on the phone. I text, like, a lot. I text a whole lot. But I'm not really, I talk, in the morning to you. I talk to my mom. I talk to her, like, every other day. We're not really on an everyday thing. Sundays every day. Here lately, I've been talking to her every day because of everything that's going on with my sister. And talking to my dad, talking to my sisters, talking to my other sisters. It's like a ridiculous amount of conversation going on right now with family. But normally, it's like a once, twice a week with my family and then every other day with my mom. And you know, I talk to you, I'm telling you, you get the most talking conversation, period. Like, period. Period. Like, I don't talk to anyone every day, and I know I talk to you at least 4 days a week. At least, at length.
And we talk at least 5 hours a week because we're doing the show together. And then usually we're on the phone for over an hour on a daily basis.
Yes.
Like,
over
I would say
hour.
It's more like 6 days a week. Like, I think maybe there's usually like 1 day a week where we won't talk. But usually I'd say 6 days a week we're on the phone.
And it's funny because we kind of already know that day. And, like, you don't call me, I don't call you, and we're good.
Yeah.
But maybe if something goes down, we'll talk that afternoon and just kind of, like we'll immediately report to each other if some drama happens.
We are two nosy bitches. Like, I have to say, like, and that's what I love the most about you is that I can call you and be like, girl. You are not going to, and you are in it just as much as I am. Like, we are fucking destined to be like those two old bitches that live down the street from each other. Like, girl, you see the Wilsons? They got arrested. He slapped the shit out of her. She kicked him in the balls. Ooh, girl. And did you know so and so is cheating on so and so with this one? And now I'm sleeping with this one? We are those bitches.
Yeah, like you definitely have earned a spot on my porch once we get old and we're in our little rocking chairs. We're going to be on the porch together drinking sweet tea or something and like chatting.
You'll be drinking sweet tea, bitch. I'll be drinking sweet tea with a little vodka, okay?
Well, you can get the Southern style sweet tea. This is usually, you know, it's like you got to be careful if you go to a party down south because everything spikes. So, like, you got to taste the drink before you give it to the kids because your kids might be getting drunk too. Like, I come from a place where it's not unusual for, like, a teenage birthday party to have a keg. Like, you got to think about it.
Oh, dear.
Yes, like, think of them Texas people are insane, like, insanity. Like, it's okay if you're with your parents if you drink. And I'm like, how is that okay? Like, my kid's not going to drink with me. Like, but I'm serious, that's the way it is down south. People are country, and they're crazy, and it is what it is, but, you know. That's why I ain't got no children. That's why I ain't got no children in my life, because I'll have to kill somebody to be feeding my baby some alcohol beverages. You'd be like, why is this bitch fighting somebody again this week for over these damn kids?
I have to tell you, though, that would definitely be entertaining for me.
Yeah, it would be very entertaining.
Like, I would love to hear those stories, but damn it, I'm not taking care of your baby.
Right. Yeah, you're not allowed to take care of my baby. So I'm just, You'll be like my mom. Like, my mom believes in sending children to boot camp. We call it Viola boot camp. But one thing I will say, she's getting a little too lenient because the kids come back acting worse than when they left.
See, that's my problem is I don't play. Like, I'm just not. Like, there's a time and a place for it, and there's no reason that we're inside and you're screaming like an asshole. There's no need for that. You're inside and your friend is 2 feet away from you. Why are you yelling?
Right. That's what I never get, why kids throw fits, because if they don't have their friend with them, they're sad. But then when they have their friend with them, why are you crying or why are you mad or what's going on? This is the happiest time of your life. Trust me. Once you get older and you have to start paying bills, your life goes downhill. So you need to enjoy these moments where you can just go play and bounce a ball or do something productive.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't understand the misery of children. I don't.
It's their parents' fault. That's how I'm going to stick to that. I believe it's their parents' fault.
I definitely agree. Because, you know, having so many sisters and having it's funny because I have so many sisters. I've got like 5 sisters. I got a brother. They all have kids. One of them doesn't, but they all have kids. And just the different parenting styles that these women have, you only can blame it on the parents. Because the one kids that act up are the ones that the parents let them get away with murder. The ones that got that short leash and they're cracking that whip and like, I don't think so. They're chilling. Like, they're going to college. They're, like, doing things. They're aspiring for, like, I was talking to someone the other day. I was like, this generation is a very, like, lazy generation. I've never met more people who they have no, like, they have no aspirations. They have no dreams. Like, it's almost shocking. Like, I'm kind of like, when I was their age, like, when I was in high school, I was dying to get out of high school. Like, I was like, oh, this high school is holding me back. I've got so many dreams I want to accomplish. And, oh, like, I felt like I was in jail. Like, I wanted to do so many things. I still do. But, like, I had it then. I knew then. Like, I was like, oh, you talk to some kids now, they have no idea what they want to do. They have no desire to do anything. They're just, like, their biggest thing is they want to chill. They want to just, like, oh, I'm just going to go hang out with my friends.
I mean, I always wanted to do that, and don't get me wrong, like, I spent a decade partying my ass off. But I always wanted to make money, you know, like, that, you know, but I didn't like to make money when it was protruding all my fun time. That's why, I decided to do both.
Well,
I got a job at a nightclub where I got paid to party.
Right. But that's the thing, though. You kind of understood the fact that I'm going to have fun, but in order for me to have fun, I've got to do some things in order to have the money to have fun.
Right.
Like, these kids don't even get that. Like, they're just at the house chilling, like, nothing. Like, you go, what did you do today? Nothing. Like, I've never met a group of people that are happy doing nothing. I would lose my mind.
These people, it's ridiculous, and it's across the board. And a lot of it is parents are doing everything for their children, which is so scary. Because when you baby a child like that, they get into the real world and have to get a job, and they're going to get fired.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, of course, like, it wasn't their fault they got fired. It was their job. Like, my friend has to stop shop, and Joe and I are, you know, venturing into this. And God, please don't be listening. She's got an employee that I'm sitting there like, there is shit that needs to be done, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in, and I'm like, you know, like, good Lord, like, there's a list 3 miles long of shit that's got to be addressed, and I'm losing my mind. Like, I'm not even on the payroll, and I'm doing shit, scrubbing things and all kinds of shit. And this bitch is over there standing at the prep table on her cell phone texting her girlfriend. And I looked at my friend, I said, bitch, since when did you become this motherfucker? I'm like, because 10 years ago, if you would have caught one of us on it, well, there was no phones, but if you would have caught that, we would have been out the door. I'm like, this is bullshit. So when I went to one of her other stores, and I got one of her old handbooks, because I wanted Joe to read it. And I started reading the bitch, and I'm losing my mind laughing, because I forgot how, like, crazy strict she was. Like, it was insane. Like, to the point where I was like, okay, this is a little overkill. Like, I remember now this bitch was crazy. You know, so I was like, maybe you should give these to these people.
Disenchanted, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, when you do something, I think when you do something for 30 years, you know, and you're constantly fighting the uphill battle, you know, you just get tired, especially when you're doing it alone. You have no help. It's just you. You've got 4 sores. And, you know, it's just, you're constantly putting out fires. Like, I think it's just a lot, and I think people, you know, you just get worn down, you know. I think it's difficult. And I never realized that then, whereas now, stepping back and being older and being able to understand things better, I realized, like, what she was going through and why she was the way she was, you know.
Right.
It made things a lot more clear. And I finally, it finally clicked for me this past year, like, working with her, and I'm like, I get it. It's tiring, you know. I mean, even doing this is tiring. Like, there's days I'm like, these bitches.
I know. There are days, like, honestly, where I'm kind of like, what are we going to talk about tonight? Like, what could we possibly talk about? Like, we've talked so much. I mean, we've got 300 and over 360-something shows, and it's like,
girl.
What could we possibly talk about? Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, at a year, we had, like, you know, when we hit the year mark, I was like, wow, what can you talk about every day?
Right, and now, like, you realize, no, like, it's going to be 2 years in May.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay, so it'll be 2 years for you, but it'll be 2 years for me in, like, what, like, August, July?
August.
What? I don't know.
August. Yeah.
Crazy. Cray, like, Yeah.
It's nuts. And honestly, like, when I started this, I was like, okay, if things don't, you know, if things don't get on and popping after a year, I'm done.
Here we are. Here we are.
Hello, 2 years.
The 2 year episode. Wow, because we're only
you know,
2 months to do it.
It's crazy. Like, it doesn't feel like it's been 2 years. Like, and most of the shows are a blur. Like, if you asked me what we talked about last week, I couldn't tell you. And, like, every night before the show, somebody would be like, what are you guys talking about tonight? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Even when I was, like, planning
right.
the show.
Even when I send you a text message going, okay, we're going to talk about this tonight, you still don't even listen.
No, and, you know, but it was something, even when I planned the shows, like, I'd plan them, and then I wouldn't look at it again. Because I'll think about it too much, so then when the time comes, I don't want to talk about it. Like, I feel like I've already said everything I had to say in my head, so we're done.
I know.
You know, and people would ask me then, like, what are we talking
about?
I'm like,
until, yeah.
Yeah, and we're home, but no, I can say, like, we'll be like, this is what we're going to talk about this week, and then you and I will start talking about it. We'll be like, no, we can't talk about it. We got to save it for the show, and then we still end up talking about it.
I know, and then when it comes to the show, I feel like it's a dumbed-down version. Like, obviously, you don't know, and the conversation seems to be very interesting to people. But for me, I'm like, we've already been there, done this. Why do we talk about it? Like, it's such a slippery slope. So then me and Jeffrey stay on the phone, and we just gossip. Because that way we know we're not going to talk about people's personal business on the air. At least, maybe not.
Yeah, it depends. Like, well, it depends how pissed off they make me. Oh, speaking of which, oh, thank you. I'm so glad you reminded me. Speaking of people's business. So I've got to bring up the big post that I put on your page.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been on since, and, like, I was so pissed, and I was so sick, and I just was too through.
Right. We need to address this situation.
Yeah, like, I just want to elaborate it because people are confused. Like, she's not going to conventions. She's not going to answer us. Karen's still going to conventions. Karen's still going to answer your messages. But here's the thing. Karen has a fan page, Official Karen Ashley, on Facebook, and she has her personal page, which is just that, her personal page. So, you know, out of respect for her personal life, please don't send her messages on there. If you need to reach her, message her on her fan page. That's what it's there
for. Honestly, my fan page, it may take us a while, but we read every single message that is posted to that page. I personally try to read every single one. So trust me, we try to answer everyone. There's a lot of messages that come in daily. And I really am involved. I'm really involved in that page, and I really post every day. We promote a lot for the radio show, but it's because I want you guys to hear me talking, like, live, you know?
And she is a pain in my ass. I do try to get her to go do some more trivia and those types of things. But the thing is you guys don't realize that we're trying to build an empire here. So it is kind of busy.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, the negative comments, the fighting, the bitch fits that people are throwing, you know, because they didn't get their way or they couldn't get an interview or, you know, like, I mean, look, guys, when you said, like, I'm just going to put this one out there because it got put to me. Okay, I get an email. I got to do this one because it just fucking still blows my mind. I get an email from somebody that I had messaged Karen asking for friendship.
We're not naming any names, so don't start crying your cry because we're not naming any names. So don't. It can be anybody.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, there's more than just one. But the one in particular messaged me, emailed me about getting Karen, whatever. Well, emailed a few different times, emailed me, but then proceeded to text me. I don't even know how this person got my number. I don't know where the hell, I'm sure it's out there somewhere, but, like, I was like, how did you get this number? And then the person ignored the question and just kept going, and then got pissed when I didn't answer their text messages, but then I went and emailed them back and was like, Karen's no longer doing fan interviews, like, it's just too much, too many problems, and too many bitch fits. Like, this just isn't happening anymore. And that came from me, guys. That is not Karen being the bad guy. That was my kind of thing for Karen, like, I don't want you doing it because I think it's going to jeopardize the show. It's not a good look. Like, these fans fighting.
Let's preface this. We get a letter from this particular person, and it's not even a professional request. I get requests all the time from, you know, people that are professional. Like, you guys have great shows, great blogs, great.
Yeah, and there is
you
great
guys
fans
know,
that have been great.
Right.
Yeah. You've done their shows. They've been fantastic.
Yeah.
They're wonderful.
95% of them have been amazing. But this person's letter, I mean, it was broken English. It wasn't correct grammar. It was just like something they threw out there. And it was just kind of like, huh? Like, at first we didn't know. We thought it was a joke. Like, it was that bad. So, but we still entertained it. And we looked into the show, and it's a very startup situation. It just wasn't, it was something that Jeffrey felt like, well, you know, let's wait a little bit till they can kind of get their mojo before
well,
you
and here's
step
the thing,
the like
you had
here.
Already announced that you weren't going to do any more interviews. You had already announced it. So that was
right.
like the kicker to me. But the thing is I got 5 emails in one day. Like, I didn't answer right away, so they kept emailing, and then they were texting me. And, you know, like, I've got shit, too. Like, I'm running a daycare, I've got the radio show, got sub shop, foster kids, you know, and a life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to be able to respond to you right away. It may take a while, and same thing with Karen. So, because I didn't answer you, do not send me 5 emails, because the only thing that you're going to get from me now is dead silence. Like, I'm not even going to acknowledge you, because it's just rude.
Right.
This is rude. So then when the person did not get their way, and it was, you know, some other things, wanted some other things, that, you know, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, and this is the thing. The person, I'm going to put a little bit more out there, but the person wanted me to connect him to another Power Ranger, wanted me to call him, wanted me to text him. Like, it's kind of like, okay, you don't really want an interview. You want, like, personal interaction, and I just don't do that. I mean, it's just I'm not gonna connect you to another fellow cast member of mine, you know, especially when you're already emailing, you know, Jeffrey 5 times in one day. I'm not putting that off on anyone. So
that's not including,
you know,
the multiple messages that was on your fan page,
right?
You know, and, like, that's it's kind of stalkerish, and, like, that to me is kind of scary. Like, I was actually kind
of
freaked out. Like, I was talking to you, like, what? Yeah, I'm like, no, like, not going this way. And then, you know, obviously didn't get the one. I stopped responding. And then the threatening emails started coming over stupid shit that, like, wasn't even realistic. And it's
right.
like, and that's when I was like, I'm just done. And then there was another one. And then after I posted that, people are on there and they're like, oh, the grammar's horrible and Karen's rude. And then some other bitch sent a message. And it's like, you know what? That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, you know what? No, like, that's why, you know, I'm just going to say, like, that's why Amy Jo does not go to conventions. It's because people do that. Like, it's rude. It's scary. And, you know, like, it just turns people off and they don't really want to fuck with you. So get your head out of your ass and don't do shit like that, because it's not flattering and it's freaky.
Right.
And it's not
well,
the majority. It really isn't. I do feel bad because
not.
You have such sweet fans,
it's,
and they're
honestly,
really, really
it's like
great.
5%. And the 90% are great. And you know what? That 90%, if you guys needed me, you know I'll be there. So that's the thing. You know, we definitely wanted to clear the air and make sure that you know that if it's one of the, you know, people that we've worked with before, absolutely. If you need me, I'm there. But it's just the you know, you got to remember, it's not just you asking for requests. It's a lot of people, and some of those requests, you know, they're not on the level that your blog is on, or they're not even on the level that your, you know, your show is on. And I've got some amazing talented fans. So,
right.
you know, it's one of those things. It's just like kind of, it's just one of those moments where you got to kind of step back. But that was basically the gist of his, you know, his post was that we just got to kind of step back from this. And really, I wanted to step back anyway, because our focus is building this radio show. And our focus is, you know, taking the, you know, Grow Up Already to another level, taking Uncensored Reality to another level. You know, it's just one of those things where you got to kind of focus in and you got to buckle down. And any extra time needs to be spent on these projects. And, you know, so it's nothing personal. It's absolutely nothing personal.
Right.
And you
so,
know,
and
you can always call
like,
into the radio show.
That's right. Fans call in all the time and we take the calls.
Time.
Unless, you know, if we can't, it's very hard, though. You have to remember we are on radio. So if we can't understand you or you have a really bad connection, you know, like, it's not going to work out. But again, like, you could be in the chat room typing messages. Karen's all very, very frequently in the chat room. Or I'm in the chat room with Katrina. Like, you may not know it. Like, sometimes we're just creeping, but we're there. You know, and if we see your message and somebody's touched, like, somebody will get into contact, you know? But you got to have respect and have boundaries. Like, it's just that simple, you know? It's just the way it is. And unfortunately, you know, when you just, after a couple weeks and you have so many problems, it's like, got to cut the cord.
Right. Well, you know what's funny is that same day, and I wanted to just kind of get people's opinion about this, because that same day I had a situation that I wasn't even really involved in. It just kind of spilled over, where there was a guy. I'm going to keep this really loose because I don't want to offend anyone, and I don't want to throw anybody under the bus because that's not my intention. I don't even want you to do that, because there was a guy who was basically soliciting business from us. He wanted to do some work for us, right? So we kind of said, you know, okay, you can do some work for us, but we need to see your work, because obviously it needs to be on a certain level. We're trying to take this to the next level, so we definitely need everyone on board. Even if it's for free, it still needs to be on a certain level. It's just what it is. And so we basically asked this person, you know, well, send us some examples of your work. So this person, I think, was relying heavily on the fact that they had done work for another cast member. And, I did work for this person. I did work for that person. Okay, great. But I still need to see what kind of work you're doing before we say, okay, come on board. And, you know, because we'll give you all the props, all the love that you could possibly get if you do something for us, right? So, long story short, this person that they were claiming, and they were like, oh, I work for this person, I work for that person, ended up kind of severing ties because they weren't really happy with the work that had been given to them. Now, that shouldn't normally even have anything to do with me, and normally it wouldn't. But I get an email from this person who said, you know, they had a heated kind of argument with them. So let's say, you know, cast member, my cast member had an argument with this person because he didn't like the work that person did for him, right? It got heated. Immediately, my red flag goes up, and I'm kind of like, why would anything ever get heated? It should never get to a place where it gets heated. The only time it gets heated is if this person who's doing the work feels like, you know, they really want to do this work for you, so they don't want to be rejected or they don't want to be replaced. So long story short, this person had kind of found another person to help him with this work, and this person so happened to be an African-American, right? So I don't know what was said. There's like 80 different stories, 80 different versions. But according to the guy who, you know, kind of, you know, wasn't going to get to do the work and still wanted to do the work for me, he said he made a joke. He made a joke, and he said, well, tell this person F you to your black face. Now, of course, I heard from other sources that it wasn't that. It was actually the N-word. But I don't even care what the other people are saying. I'm going off of what you're telling me you said. And I'm already, like, my red flag is already up because, you know, you're having a heated confrontation with a friend of mine, which I know this person very well. They don't even get into confrontation. Like, they're so nice, cool, calm, and collected. It's not that kind of party. And so then I find out that you kind of made a joke, and you did kind of make a racial, you know, maybe you didn't. Maybe you said black, or maybe you said whatever. But there's no reason to bring up race, especially in, like, a heated moment. You know, I kind of always think, like, it's just not cool to do that. So for me, I'm kind of like, And so I told this person, I said, you know, well, look, there's a lot going on, and it sounds like, you know, things got out of hand. And I always question a person when they're mad. You know, if you feel like you have to crack a black joke, or you feel like you have to crack any kind of racial joke, I really question you as a person, because there's no reason for anything like that, especially in a heated confrontational moment. It makes me wonder what you would do if you know, you were really, like, if something really went wrong, what would happen, you know? What would really happen? And now, meanwhile, we haven't gotten any examples of their work. We haven't, I mean, it's been a week. Jeff's been requesting things. We haven't gotten nothing. We're getting, you know, a million emails, but not any examples of work, nothing. So it's almost like we're kind of over it anyway. So I kind of said, you know, I'm just not comfortable with this situation anymore. I don't want anything I'm doing with you to get into a heated confrontation. And I know if you say anything about me being black, I'm going to go off on you so bad, it's going to be real sad. So let's not even go there. Like, maybe it's best you go your way, I go my way. And you know what? Good luck to you. Because the reality is, I know you're trying to start a business. I know you're trying to do something. So good luck to you. You know, no harm, no foul. Let's just kind of go our own way. Maybe this is, I'm thinking maybe it's not a good time for them to be in business, because it seems like obviously they're going through something, because I don't know. I just don't think the situation warranted a heated confrontation. So long story short, this person starts going off on me, and their reaction is to diss the radio show, to diss what I'm working on, and to kind of, so this, it's like my theory was right. I knew what you would do in a bad situation, and of course, here we are in a situation where I'm kind of like, look, you know, good luck to you. I don't think we need to work together, and here you are, dissing me, going off, and talking bad about my show, where you were, oh, I love your show, oh, you're the best thing since sliced bread, and now, you know, calling me a bad person, when really the only person dishing out insults were you. The only person whose integrity is in question is you. And the only person who brought up race was you. So it's kind of one of those situations where, I don't know how you feel about it, Jeff, but I guess my question is, if somebody makes a joke like that, like, when I told you the story, what was your reaction? Because you had a very, I didn't even get through the part of the story, and you were like, like, you
know, well, because I know, like, I feel like there's different sensitivity levels for everybody, and I know for you, like, that's something you just don't fuck with. Like, that's not how you roll. Don't do it, because it's not going to end cute.
Yeah, it's not going to end cute.
You know, so, and, like, for me, like, I just couldn't comprehend, like, why are you sending this email to begin with? Like, you would have never known it happened if this person hadn't told you. So it's like,
well,
I think he thought
my cast member would call me or say, hey, guess what happened? But they didn't. That's the funny part. I would have never even known it happened. To this day, that person has not told me anything. All the information I've gotten is from that person directly who did it.
The horse's mouth.
The horse's mouth.
Like,
I got a couple of co-signs, but even that was, like, third party, you know. It was people he told. It wasn't even, like, you know. Yeah. I heard it all from the horse's mouth, so I'm just going off of what you told me, and it didn't sound good.
To say the least. Like,
you know,
I just don't understand it. Like, you act crazy. It's safe to, like, and to me, like, if you have to do that, like, you're obviously uneducated, and you know, it's like when a kid gets mad, like, you're a fucker, you know what I mean? Like, you have nothing to come back with, so you got to be like, oh, you're black, or you're, you know, or you're a Jew, or you're a fag. Like, it's because you have nothing better to say. Like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, and you're just now showing everybody that you're a fucking idiot. Like,
yeah, and I think that was the shock that came over the person, you know, the castmate. They were so shocked that I think that person seemed to be so nice, so cool, so helpful. And the minute something went awry, and that's the thing. I mean, I get that, you know, we are childhood heroes to a lot of people, but we also are business people, and we also deal with a lot of people on different levels of business. Some people are very much professional, like, college degree. Some people are the person who, like us, you know, Jeffrey made a show out of just an idea he had, and look how far it's come, you know? So it's different levels, but in the same, you know, common denominator is everyone has to be professional. Everyone has mutual respect for each other. We all come from different backgrounds, different ethnicities, different social circles, different everything. We've all seen different things in life. But the reality is we all respect each other. We all keep it 100, real deal, holy field. Like, it is, there is no faking, no fronting in this. No, seriously, like, there's no faking or fronting in our circle. So, if you are going to be somebody
except for that one
into
bitch.
This circle. Oh, here we go. But this is the thing. If you're going to get to come into this circle and actually become a part of the family, like, we're always like, oh, they're part of the Uncensored Radio family. That's not something we just open the door to. Like, it's people who, like, the interns and the people who are on board, they've earned that spot. Like, they earned it by supporting us. They've earned it by helping us. They've earned it by doing different things. And we're like, oh, my gosh, you got to be a part of the fold. So if we're going to let you into the fold, it's one of those things where we're like, you know, we're very
well,
attractive.
And it kills me because they obviously, you know, like, to me, that just shows they don't listen to the show because they know, especially as of lately, I've got a no-bullshit policy. And no tolerance for any kind of bullshit at all. Like, I'll just get rid of your ass. Like, I just don't give a fuck. You know, like,
right.
I'll go broke before I deal with it anymore. Like, I'm just not the one. So you're going to come up in my house and cause some bullshit. You got to get the fuck out. Like, it's just that simple. Like, I don't care. Like, you're just done. I'm going to block your ass on Facebook. And I'm not going to fuck with you no more because ain't nobody got time for that.
Motto for 2013. And this is what I guess the whole moral of my story is. No matter where you come from or what you do, you've got to always remain professional. You've got to always remain respectful. Those two things are going to get you so far in life. You will not be denied if you show respect to every single person you meet. You know, I always tell people, I'm like, you never know. Like, this was like the motto that they taught me when I was really young, when I used to go to auditions. They go, you never know who is in that room, and you never know who is who. So you always be polite to every single person because you don't know where that other person's going to end up. Here you walk in and you think, oh, this is just the assistant. I'm going to be rude to them. But when I walk in, I'm going to be nice to the casting director. Well, then the very next month, that assistant is now a casting director and you're standing in front of them. And believe you me, they remember the people that were rude. They remember the people that are assholes. Like, this town keep record of every asshole that's in the city. And the only way you can get away with asshole behavior is you got to have a big wad of money in your pocket and a lot of power. Otherwise, it's not tolerated. Like, they don't even deal with you, you know? So I've always been that person who was like, you just never know. I would hope that assistant I was nice to is in a power position a few years later. So then they go, you know what? You were the nicest person. I'm going to hire you for the job. You know? So it's like, that's the thing you got to think about. Like, you'll email Jeffrey. Jeffrey and I talk every day, at least we said an hour and a half a day. If you think you can go off on him and you think you can be mean to him or rude to him or just crazy, he's going to tell me. Like, he's going to tell me. And I'm going to be like, uh-uh. Because I'm like, the way you treat them is how I'm going to gauge how you are. I'm not going to gauge it on how you treat me because I already know most people are going to be real nice to me. But if you treated James mean or if you treated, I'm keeping record and I'm keeping track on how you treat the people that are around me. So all the crazy emails, I would love to do as many interviews as I get requests for, but it just isn't always possible.
It's not even humanly possible. I mean, the amount of interview requests you get a week is freaking insane.
Yeah. So,
and it's like, and half of them, like, I believe, like, some of them are legit, and then I feel like others, they just created a show just to get close to
people. Oh, you know what it is? I've been getting so many interviews, and they're like, can we meet at the coffee shop? I'm not going to meet a stranger. Like, I don't advise for you to meet a stranger at a coffee shop. So I'm definitely not going to meet a stranger. I've heard too many stalking stories, and I've heard of the Craigslist killer. I'm not meeting someone at a coffee shop. So get it through your head. I am not going nowhere by myself and meeting you. Like, that's the kind of crazy stuff we get. And then they get mad if you say, oh, no, you know, she'll either do it over the phone or maybe through Skype or on the Internet. If you want to send the questions, she'll answer them. You know, something. I meet you at a convention when there's 100,000 other people around. I'm not trying to be in a room alone with you. I'm really not trying to do that.
When you're surrounded by your entourage.
I know, bitch, we knew each other for a year, and I still haven't seen your, well, more than that now, but I'm saying at the time, like, I didn't even see your house. I couldn't even tell the bitch where she lives.
That was only on a fluke, though. That was just because we didn't have time. If we would have had more personal time on the calendar, we probably would have, you all would have come over for dinner. But next go-round in L.A., you're coming over for dinner.
I know you're not trying to have me come over, because I'd be like, girl, what's this dust over here?
What's what?
What's this dust over here? Like, poor Katrina. The other day, her and I were talking, and she had somebody coming over for something. And I said, oh, make sure you clean this. And she was like, excuse me? I was like, well, it's kind of dirty. And she'd be like, oh, bitch.
You better not come over my house with no white glove, because I didn't come over yours with a white glove.
It's just okay, because I know mine was fucked up. I got people coming in and out of this bitch. But I'm saying, like, I got babies all fucking day in my house driving me crazy, making my shit a mess. So that, but
right.
I feel like you ain't got no babies, you ain't got no excuse.
You are the person who put Michael Fishman in a room with a dirty diaper. You are that
I
man.
I know. So fucked up. So fucked up.
No,
you know, though,
like,
I am that asshole, though. I'll admit it. Like, I am an asshole like that. Like, I'm a judger. I go to your house and I see some fucked up shit, I'm a judge you. And be like, damn. Like, I went over to a relative's house of mine with my mother. You know, and it was actually a bad time in the family. But, you know, this particular family member got some dough, you know. And I was like,
oh,
in the kitchen, you know, and I haven't been to their house in years. And I'm like, there's dust bunnies in the corner of the kitchen, like in plain view. Dust bunnies. And they have been there for a minute. Like, not, you know, because you got to, well, you're in L.A., it doesn't happen. But here, you know, with the heat and everything and the vents and their old houses, it happens quick. You know, you dust, and 5 minutes later, you could dust again.
Right.
So I get that. Like, but I'm talking, I can make, you know, animals with the dust bunnies.
I
leaned over to my mother, and I was like, good Lord, you think with all this money they could afford some hired help? You know, what the fuck? And my mother's like, you are just like your grandmother. I'm like, what?
See?
But I'm the one that notices, like, dirt in all the wacky places. Like, I don't so much care about the obvious shit, but if the walls are dirty, like, by your garbage can, like, that makes me crazy. Or, like, my cupboards, I'm constantly wiping them down, and I can never keep up with them because, like, there's drip marks or something on them. I'm like, what the fuck?
You know, right.
Or the baseboards are dirty. Like, you got to wipe all that shit down, and that's why I'm always on Joe's ass. Like, bitch, you don't see the shit I clean because you don't pay attention. But if you go in somebody's bathroom and there's dirt in the corner, I'm like, oh, how am I supposed to shower here? Now, are you serious? But, and
I'm
my
actually
thing
that
is,
person,
like,
though, who, like, cleans the baseboards, and I'm all around the toilet, like, in places I probably shouldn't ever
and
go
And I'm just
to,
like, don't get
it.
Offended if I come to your house and just start cleaning. Like, I'm just trying to help you out. And, you know, I actually do enjoy cleaning, oddly. You know, especially, like, I know, like, we were into one of Joe Rose's houses, got a bunch of babies, and real busy, and woof, it was a little traumatic. But, you know, we started cleaning. Like, I was like, oh, before I get in the shower, I got to clean this bathroom. You know, and I was like, girl, I'm sorry if you offended, but it's just the way it is. Like, I don't know where the hell your kids' feet been.
Right. No, I get it. You know what, though? It's almost time for Chick Chat, and I'm so excited because you ladies are on fire. But I'm that person, Jeff. I go to people's houses, and I'm, like, seeing all that stuff underneath the,
Well, that's
you know.
Because we're nosy bitches, like, and we really
yeah.
are kind of judgy,
Damn
even
it.
Though we don't want to admit it.
Yeah, we are. We are. But you know what? I will clean it. Like, I'll clean it myself. I've gone to my girlfriend's house and been like, where's your toilet bowl cleaner? And she's like, what? And I'm like, I'm about to clean this toilet bowl before I go to the bathroom. Like, I'm not going to ask you to clean. I'll clean it myself. Like,
I can pee standing up. And when I go to my cousin's house,
I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. Like, so I try not to pee at his house because I know I'm going to end up cleaning the bathroom.
Oh, no. Yes, yes. It's crazy. Oh, well. Clean your bathrooms if you ever invite us over. Chit-chat the next. Love you.
I hope Stephanie's got a clean job. I'm going to come visit her soon.
Seriously? This is not amateur night. Oh my god.
Uncensored Radio, and this is Chick Chat. You guys know that we are going to have a crazy, crazy, crazy show for you tonight. I am one of your lovely co-hosts, Daisy, and on the line with me tonight, I have Stephanie.
Hello. I'm good. Hello. How are you?
Good, good. And I think we have Miss Toya. Are you there?
I am here. I am here. Yes, I am.
Well, and of course we have our lovely screener, Jamesy. You're up in the room, Jamesy, and I want you to stay on because I want you to hear the story.
I will be here.
Okay. So, ladies, you guys know that I always ask you what you did this weekend. However, I am going to change it up because I have a story for you. This is a crazy personal story that happened to me. It is too much. I have to share it. I wanted to share it a little bit sooner, but obviously we are only on once a week, so it's a little impossible for that. But I'm gonna go back to Toya. Toya actually, it was funny because we were texting each other. It was Toya, Stephanie, and myself. And on one of them, Toya said, "Be careful on when you hit reply to all." Because a situation had happened where I think it was your friend or your sister had sent a message and it replied to all because you know those lovely iPhones, right?
Mm-hmm. That's all
okay.
Right.
Okay. So have you guys ever been toggling between texts and all of a sudden you send one out and you're like, oh, shit, that wasn't supposed to go to this person?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
All the time.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I've done that personally. I actually did that to James. I was texting Katrina, and I was in between talking to him and Katrina, and I did a kissy face emoticon, and then I put all over your face, and James got it. I was like, oops. I had just met James, too. I think it was like a day that I had met him. It was so embarrassing. Okay, so I myself received a text message. You don't remember that?
No, I do remember. Thanks for reminding me.
Well, ladies and gents, I got a message. And I'm not going to say it's from a manager, okay? So I'm not going to say which one, but she's a female. Someone that I work with closely. And this person, we had texted each other for something in the morning because I was going to open the office and there was one person that was calling out. This is on Sunday. I proceed to get a text at 3:40 that afternoon. And, of course, I put my phone on vibrate. I didn't notice it. Once I pick it up and I look at the message, and you know the iPhone, how you just click the little button, you can see the message that popped up?
Yeah.
Her message to me was, and I quote, and this is for mature audiences only. If you're under the age of 18, please step away from the radio.
Yeah, right.
She put, was just thinking about you, licking my asshole, and spanking me.
My
what?
A manager. One of my managers sent it to me okay, but it wasn't meant for me, obviously. She meant it for whoever she was wanting to spank her and lick her in her nether region.
Hey!
He sent it to me. First of all, A, how embarrassing. And B, he's sick.
What did she, did she realize it?
Here's the thing. I didn't text that. I was in shock, okay, because I was like, oh, my God. Like, this has never happened. Like, yeah, you'll send, like, a text, like, something stupid where you're like, oh, shit. But this is a manager, and this is kind of explicit. Like,
hey,
your manager was trying
to get hers in. Like, what?
Are you sure she didn't mean to send it to you? Are you sure she didn't mean to send it to you?
No. I actually did confront her about it.
Okay.
And I was like, listen, like, about the message, she turned bright red. She's like,
I'm sure.
I'm so sorry. And I was like, listen, I was like, you know, it is what it is. I was like, don't worry about it. I'm like, I deleted it. I'm like, you know, I'm not going to share it with anybody, obviously. But I've been, like, dying ever since. Obviously, I didn't tell anybody at work.
There is no way I would have deleted that. I'd have been, if she messes with me, I'd have been like, you remember that text? Yeah, you better get it together. I would use that. I would print it out. I would email it to myself. She would be blackmailed from that day. But she could get fired. Simply for that text. Period.
No.
That's all it would take.
Oh, yeah. No, obviously, like, but here's my thing. Like, I did make a screen print of it, and I put it onto my computer because I didn't want it on my phone. And I just thought, okay, well, if it comes back to me later on, you know, I can be like, okay, well, this is what happened. Like, I don't know. You know, it could always come back to you. But,
yeah.
You know, and I can't share it with anybody else, you know, from work. I can't share it with my brother because, you know, he works with me, and that would be uncomfortable. Like, I don't want her. Like, she's a really cool person. Like, I don't want to.
Your brother knows now. Is he listening?
Yeah, I don't think he's listening today. But that's why I was like, okay, I'm going to share it with my radio family because, you know, nobody knows who I'm talking about. They can guess a million times, but they're not going to, you know, find out. And hopefully I don't have any coworkers listening, I hope, because I don't really.
Yeah, I don't know if sharing it with 100,000 potential listeners was probably the best way to go, but it sure was funny.
Here's the thing, though. It's like I have to confront her, and I have to be like, listen, it's fine. It's what it is. Like, you know, I'm not hating. Like, she's divorced. Like, she wants to let her freak flag fly. Go for it. You know, but, like, to me, it was just a little shocking. Like, would you guys have confronted her, or would you guys just ignored it like it never happened?
I would have texted
I think confront is too strong a word. I mean, we all make mistakes. I would have just let her know she did it. I mean, because she might have been waiting on dude to get her back. You know, she's like, oh, he's not feeling me. No, because you sent it to me, honey. I probably would have told her, but I wouldn't be mean about it because, I mean, like I said, at some point we've all sent that text we did not mean to send. It wasn't that. Now you're going to have me really second-guessing every text. Anyway. But, yeah, I would have told her. Why not? But it also depends on if I like her. If she's, like, always on me, getting on my nerves, I might just not say a word. Because she's going to figure it out. You know when that guy doesn't respond, you kind of go back like, well, what time did I send that? And why is it 2 hours later? Oh, crap, I sent it to Daisy. Like, she'd have figured it out either.
Yeah.
Well, I did something like that one time. I actually... Someone who I used to talk to, I don't anymore, but I used to talk to someone, and, like, I was like, oh, you know, we text, what are you doing? And they were installing, like, locks on a door. So joking around, like, some time had passed, I text, are you done screwing, nutting, and bolting yet? Or, yeah, like, screwing, nutting, and bolting yet? And I accidentally texted to my daughter's daycare provider.
Oh my God.
She was like, oh, excuse me? I was like, oh, wrong text. Oops.
Wow.
Are you done screwing, nutting, and bolting?
Oh, goodness. Were you embarrassed? Were you like, oh my God?
No, I mean, I didn't really give a crap, to be honest with you, but, I mean, I was a little bit embarrassed initially, you know, like, oh, my God, I can't believe I did that, you know, but she, like, laughed about it after, so it was no big deal, but it was still funny that I did that.
Well, let me put it to you guys this way. Say that you're, like, a higher up in management, and you send it to somebody that's obviously a subordinate, like, I mean, I think that she knows that I could have her ass right now if I wanted to. Like, I could literally get her fired, no joke. So, I mean, if you were in that position and you sent out that big of a dirty text, I mean, would you guys be like, oh, my God, I hope she's okay with it? Or would you just be like, not even worth it?
How could you really get her fired? I mean...
Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, yeah. Could easily be. I mean, depending on how you twist it, you really could. I mean, that could.
I mean, if you said she sent it to you,
harassing. Yeah, I mean, it's yeah. Sent to her. I mean, you could make it turn into something ugly, but I mean, it's just not that deep. She screwed up. She sent a text that we've all sent texts to the wrong people. I probably would just laugh and kept it pushing. I probably just would have let her figure it out just because I couldn't wait to see her, see if she was ever going to mention it. But I wouldn't be like, oh, I have to talk to her. I mean, please, if we scroll through everybody's phone, yeah, you know, that was clean compared to the stuff I've heard.
I think to me, like, and you know what, I am going to switch my verbiage. I didn't, when I said confront, it wasn't really confront because I wasn't pissed off about it. Like, I told her laughing. I was like, don't worry about it. I was like, I'm not going to tell anybody. Like, it's cool. I was like, do what you got to do. I was like, good for you. Like, you know, but at the same time, it's like, I don't sex, so I don't know, like, to me, it's like reading it was just like, whoa. Like, it was a little much. And, of course, I had to share it with Katrina Johnson. And, of course, she's like, dude, that's fucking awesome. She's like, that's fucking awesome. She's like, I want to meet your boss. This is great.
It is. I'm loving it. She would have been cooler to me. I've been like, you know, I knew you were all right. Or I knew you weren't all right, so I hope he hits you back. You know, whatever.
Do you need me to make a booty call for you?
That's funny. Well, I had to share because I was just like, you know, I got to let my girls know. I got to let my uncensored family know that my boss may be a little bit of a freak, but, you know, we're all crazy here, so it's okay.
Daisy, she just wanted you to go pick up a tossed salad.
Right. I mean, it's not even that risky. I mean, whatever. I mean, it's funny as hell, but I'm not like, ooh, she a freak. I mean, tossing salad's not new. Just saying.
Speaking of texting and sexting, did you all happen to catch Amanda Bynes and what she did to Drake, that she wanted Drake to murder her vagina?
Yes, I saw it. I couldn't even believe it. I was like, wow, how about that for thirsty?
Well, but, I mean, the thing is, her account is not verified. It's not clear that she sent that, though, because it's not at all in line with, you know, what the stuff she usually sends. So, I mean, the jury's still kind of out on whether she sent it or not. I would like her more if she did, but, I mean, we really don't know.
I think her account is verified, isn't it?
No,
well,
it's not.
Her account was verified. From what I read, it was verified. She closed it. She inactivated it, and then she reactivated it, and now it hasn't been verified again.
Oh, right. Okay.
And if it's not verified, you can't really say that's her or not. I mean, it's so easy to get into somebody's. I mean, my Facebook is hacked at least once a month. I mean, it's not that difficult to do these
right.
things, especially when you're somebody like her.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to get in and hack it, you might as well make it count.
She might be back in a month and be like, I was in rehab, guys.
Hey, it'll be so much.
It wasn't me. Calm down.
So here's the thing, though. Like, all these pictures that she's taking, like these self-portraits of this
Amanda Bynes, if this happens to be her and not a hacker, I mean, they're pretty spot on. They're like, now she has the double cheek piercings. I mean, it's her. So it's just, it kind of goes like, you know, maybe she's pretending like maybe she has a friend managing it. Or,
well, she probably does. I mean, when you have all that stuff, I mean, I have somebody tweeting out my stuff. She probably does. She probably has access to it, but I'm sure she's not the only one who has access to it. And then, again, you can tweet. I'm on Facebook, and I find out I've been hacked by looking at posts that were put up before mine. So, you know, she could have tweeted at 11:05. They could have tweeted at 11:30. So it's just not that difficult to get into these sites. But it could be her, but without it being verified, we can't really call her on it. I mean, it was awesome. But until when I heard unverified, I was like, oh, man. verify. And, you know,
I just thought it was crazy that she got, like, 30,000 retweets in, like, an hour. Like, that's fucking awesome. Like,
it's amazing.
I'm telling you, it just goes to show you, like, how vain we really are. She got 30,000 in an hour. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. I wonder how Drake feels, though. Like, is he flattered? Is he like, is this bitch for real?
And she probably could care less. Like, and? Like, so?
Yeah.
He didn't even respond. There you go. He just showed you how he felt right there. No response. Crickets. 30,000 retweets and crickets. That's what you get from Drake.
Yeah,
I think
right.
That's volume,
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. Speaking of crickets, did y'all catch Vanessa Hutchins on Jimmy Kimmel? She was promoting Spring Breakers, and I think it's hilarious that she's like, she was talking about a nude scene that she had to do for Spring Breakers and how she was so nervous and all this other stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, bitch, your titties are all over the internet, along with your vajayjay, and that's your own damn fault, and all of a sudden, you're embarrassed and nervous about a sex scene in a movie? Like, it makes no fucking sense. No?
Let's say maybe you and your man's sex tape leaked on the internet. Would you necessarily, even though everybody's seen it, is it not what you wanted? So maybe she just doesn't want to portray herself that way. Just because not everybody who has a sex tape on the internet wanted it to be there.
No, and I understand it, but like the first time she had her photos leaked, okay, fine. She's young. You know, the guy who she sent it to was a dick. He sent it to, you know, media outlets. Like, that sucks. But when it's happened three times, like, for real? Did you not learn your lesson the first time?
Yeah, right. Maybe you should stop sending them.
But he might have had more than one tape, and he might just be leaking them when she pisses him off. You know, like Taylor Swift writes her songs, you know? We don't really know when they were shot.
Yeah,
they
true. Like, give me some money. If you don't give me some money, right. You know, then I'm going to leak
right.
another picture.
Yeah, I doubt their date stamps, you know. It happens. People are vicious now. I mean, I have personal friends who broke up with guys, and the next thing you know, their profile picture has been changed to that one picture that was just for him. I mean, it happens.
I guess, but I mean, damn, like, I don't know, I just... The once, okay, twice, all right, you're pushing it. Three times, bitch, you're out. Like, come on. What the fuck you told them?
It can happen. I mean, and those people that it has happened to, they have, I mean, I know one girl, she has changed that freaking password and everything so many times, and getting in there. I'm like, can you set up some security questions or a barcode or something? Like, if she cries, and he just, like, holds it ransom. Whenever, you know, she pisses him off, up pops a new naked picture.
That's terrible, though. I mean,
horrible.
I would be, like, breaking cameras and going to people's houses over some shit like that. It would be not an ongoing problem. That's for damn sure.
Right. She's crying. And he's just upset because she's not with him anymore, you know? He's a sore loser. And he's like, you know, well, don't do what I want. I'll put a video up next. I mean, it's not that difficult to do, especially with smartphones. You know, it's just not that you're trying to be sexy with your man, and it's all over YouTube. It's not good. The state of this, you know, blessing.
I might or might not have pictures that could leak.
Exactly.
And if they resurface, I'll tell you what. I'm proud of everything I put out.
Hey, if anything, they'll say I was representing. I'm just saying, like, whatever.
You really probably don't want to advertise me like that.
Okay, so
whose feelings are you really going to hurt, yours or mine?
Right, right.
So now I have to really ask. I don't personally, next, I don't have any problems with it. If y'all want to do it, go for it. But do you guys do that, like, often? Do you just send dirty pictures, or is it just texting?
I have done it before. I mean, but I think when you're in a relationship, it's, you know, not every day do you always necessarily see your partner. So with things like Skype and FaceTime and stuff like that, you know, sometimes, you know, when you really care about a person, you want to have that kind of intimacy still. It doesn't mean that you, I mean, I'm sure some people are open to it and just do it for anybody, but I could see the point of it in a relationship.
Okay. Well, I get it. Like, you're away for long periods of time, so obviously, you know, you do a little Skype or you take a picture and you kind of just send it to them. Okay. Ms. Toya, do you do the naughty via cyberspace?
Honey, what happens in sexy time stays in sexy time. I am absolutely not answering that question.
You don't want
to. That means she's flicking those pictures. She's flicking camera pics. Yes. I bet if we looked in her phone right now, her camera roll. She's got a whole bunch of booty shots.
I will not or deny anything.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm.
See, she, but I don't see why you don't want to answer. It's just us girls. I mean, forget about the 35,000 listeners we have.
Unless I'm sleeping with somebody on this phone, in which case they would know the answer, I will not be answering that question. What happens to sexy time?
Then it would be a simple no, so we know she does.
What? I mean, that's you don't get that.
I love it. Well, you know what? It's okay. We're all freaks. We all admit it. We all like to have fun. And
hey.
You know what? It is what it is.
You're trying to front. You, as long as you've been married, y'all probably have invented some stuff. Some of the latest crazes, y'all.
But they got camera surveillance all up through their shit. Stop lying.
What Daisy is doing up in there.
Daisy said, you know, I'm tired of you watching Pornhub, motherfucker. How about this?
She's probably teaching classes at night or something.
I keep classes from Katrina Johnson. She says that Kegels a day will keep the vagina happy. So,
Kegels. That's true. They have these Benoit balls that you can put inside your vagina, and the point is to strengthen those muscles or do Kegels. So the lady is telling us, like, okay, so you put them in there, and the object is to keep the two balls inside of you, you know? I was like, oh, all right. So I'm expecting this shit to be, like, loose and fall out. No, my shit's like, I'm like, how do you get the motherfuckers out? She's like, I'm walking around. I'm like, okay, how do you get this? She's like, you're going to have to push them out, honey. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh,
But I guess if you put those in there, you can walk them around and hold them in there, and then they make the walls of your vagina stronger so you can do more things.
Are we really having this conversation?
Why? Did you really just ask why?
Yeah. I just stayed for the show off.
Are you gay?
Yes, I am.
Seriously, no, why? Obviously, because when you're having sexual intercourse, you know, you should be able to move the walls of your vagina on a penis and grip that motherfucker when you're not even moving. Just saying. It's hot in here.
I'm taking radio, y'all, not for the week.
That's for damn sure.
I'm like a whole sweat in church right now.
So, you guys heard it here. If you need tips on how to strengthen the walls of your vagina, please text her.
Ben Wall Balls.
Exactly what you need to do there. And remember, I think she says you need to push, so don't be afraid if they get caught up in there. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I just said that.
If they fall right out, you got work to do.
Yeah. You got serious work to do, and I'm a little scared for you. But on to another vagina, and the one that I'd like to call a cunt for doing this, would be Miss Rihanna. Did you guys hear what she did over the weekend?
The charity.
She was supposed to go to this high school in Chicago. She did this big old thing where they did, like, charity work, and they had to, you know, it was basically a competition. She was hosting it. This school in Chicago won. She was supposed to go there for an appearance at 1 p.m. She didn't get there until after 5, and she stayed for 16 minutes. And all she told the students was, thank you guys for coming and waiting. And that was it. So they waited for her. And some people were saying it was 5 hours that they waited. Some people were saying that it was 4. I mean, really? It's a charity event and you just stayed 16 minutes? I don't know. What are you guys' thoughts? Hello?
Cricket.
What happened to Toya and Stephanie? Did they just knock out?
I have no idea.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I was sending a text. That was a joke.
Both of them. Yes.
No, I don't know what happened to Stephanie. But that was crazy. Like, I mean, I know you get, you know, maybe she thought she was doing the club appearances where you get $5,000 just for showing up. I don't know. But that was really rude. I read about that. It was not the right thing to do at all, especially when you're always in the press like she is anyway. It just sends the wrong message. So no, I thought it was pretty tacky.
I mean, it's just, to me, it's just like, okay, first of all, she was supposed to be there at 1, right? So these kids, and you remember when you were in high school, you get together in the freaking gymnasium or auditorium, and you're having this, you know, whatever the announcement or whatever the performance is. And you know how crowded it gets, and you know how hot it gets in those gymnasiums, and you're sitting there. But can you imagine being a high school kid waiting for Rihanna, who's like a big freaking music performer, for 5 hours? And she didn't get there until after 5. Most kids, what time does school end? 3:20, 3:30?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, these kids, like, what did they tell their parents? Like, were they like, sorry, Mom, Dad, I'm not going to be home for dinner. I'm waiting for Rihanna for the next, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours until she feels like getting here. Like, I don't know. I would have been pissed. If I was the school, I would have been seriously pissed.
Yeah, I mean, it's no different than, you know, everybody loves Lauryn Hill, but she keeps coming to these concerts 2-3 hours late, and then she sings the songs you know, in a different way, which is fine. But when you show up late, I mean, can we at least sing along? I mean, it's kind of the same thing where it's like, that's just rude on top of rude.
Wait, completely agree. And then, like, okay, fine, you're 5 hours late. Bitch, stay for at least, like, 30 minutes, you know? Like, she stayed 16 minutes, and all she said was, thanks for coming and waiting. Really? I would have been pissed.
Wow.
I would have, like, I just waited 5 hours for you to be here and basically just leave me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would...
It's not cool. There's nothing cool about it.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I mean, how invested are you really in this? Or is it, I mean, you just made it really obvious that it was for PR. And, you know, she probably snapped a few pictures and rolled out. Well,
yeah.
We got a picture. Let's go.
It's horrible. I honestly, like, some of these celebrities, it makes me very upset because it's like, they don't remember. It's like they don't remember where they came from and how they got to where they are. Like, right now, it's like if they're that big, they just think, hey, I deserve everything. Everybody should just be thankful, you know, I'm here type of thing. They have this, like, just this big chip on their shoulder, like they just couldn't, you know. What was that?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Is Stephanie back on? I know she dropped.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Ah, yes. We can hear you now.
I'm down.
Talk at the same time. I was like, hello? I guess not. Okay. Rihanna, sore subject. Can't talk about her, apparently.
Well, screw her, the bitch. That was wrong. That ass wrong.
Wouldn't you
There's
be
no way that it was traffic. It took her that
5 hours? Yeah,
huh?
I know. I said, wouldn't you be pissed if, like, your kids were waiting for, like, 5 hours?
Are the kids even in school at 5 o'clock anymore? Like, come on.
Well, that's what I said. Like, she was supposed to be there at 1, right? So kids are usually off at, like, 3:20, 3:30, somewhere around there. And she got there at 5?
And I can't even believe that they would just, like, wait around. Like, oh, okay, well, maybe she's going to show me. I would, at 3 o'clock, I'd have been like, fuck this. See you guys later.
Like, I'm out of school, bitches. Don't bother me. I got to go home. I got shit to do. Got my TBR ready for me. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Unless Jesus was in there, my kid wouldn't have been waiting 5 hours. I mean, it's really just, you know, come on. For Rihanna, yeah, whatever. We'll catch her on YouTube. Let's make it.
I mean,
like,
I think anybody, I don't give a shit who you are. Like, if
right.
you're, like, an
like
hour,
said,
of late, hour late or 2 hours late,
Jesus.
You pretty much get the assumption that they're not showing up.
Right, right.
4 hours,
said.
I wish I would wait for 4 hours for somebody
right.
or something.
I'll do it for Jesus. That's it, though.
Uh-huh.
About it.
I mean, okay, if she took 4 hours and a little bit over because she got there at 5:30. I mean, basically, that's like driving from L.A. to Vegas. So I could have been in Vegas that time that those kids were waiting for Rihanna. Like, that's sad. That's really sad. Like, it's the problem. Oh, Lord. Well, going on to another thing, wreck. Toya, this is actually your story. Mr. Bobby Brown.
He just makes me laugh. His name makes me laugh. He's such a clown.
Now, he was out of jail after 8 hours, which it's typical now for celebrities because of prison overcrowding and all that other stuff. You have Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan. Those bitches were in there for like 30 minutes and then they were out. So
it's called an attorney.
So I get it.
Attorney. Yeah.
Well, I mean, even, like, besides, like, good attorneys, like, honestly, the prison system is just going to look at them and go, really? I have to put up with, you know, catering to your every whim, like, when there's actual hardened criminals?
Well, the prison system, I mean, they don't, but I'm saying, I mean, the common person, he might get out the next day, but it won't be 8 hours. I mean, good attorneys can expedite things and can point out overcrowding. Whereas just some knucklehead on the street, they might, like I said, he might do a week when he should have did a month, but it won't be 8 hours. I mean, that's why I made the news. That was quick. That's not normal. Overcrowding is 8 hours is not.
Yeah, and instead of jail time, he just only has to wear an ankle bracelet.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, everybody knows, obviously, that Whitney was on crack, and Bobby Brown.
Wait. Crack is whack. Uh-oh. She didn't do crack. She did coke. Get it right. Crack is whack. Don't you remember that?
Well, according to sources,
that distinction. He said poor people do crack. She did coke. That's what rich people do.
Well, coke or crack or whack.
Head is a head. I don't give a shit.
She was still
crack
on
whack.
Some shit.
Coke is
she
crack,
was still
so.
On shit, period. And Bobby Brown's in freaking jail for 8 hours for DUI charges. Like, obviously, you look at the guy, you know he's on drugs. It's like, are these
you think
people
he's still on drugs?
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the way he talks and the way that he grinds his teeth?
No. Oh, God.
I mean, when you've been on it that long, the chances of you getting off are slim to none. So, yeah, he's still on it. I mean, but nobody's surprised, are they?
After her death, you would think that it would make you wake up or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you really want to go out that way, too?
Yeah, but you're talking like it's a rational choice that he's making. I mean, he's completely addicted. I mean, those things.
Yeah.
And that's why my parents
when
are always like, don't even try it. Because
even
it's
your reality's worse. I mean, sometimes losing somebody, it
but what's reality when you're high all the time? You're just going to go get high again. I mean, it's not that. It's like saying I'm not going to shop anymore.
Yeah, but that's not like saying, like, okay, I'm a crackhead or a cokehead, so it doesn't matter that Whitney Houston, the mother of my child, died. Like, it's not going to.
I'm sure it does matter, but it's not going to stop him. That's not going to stop him.
Him, maybe, but
it does help
other people. Sometimes it affects other people.
Yeah, I mean, her brother's still doing it. I mean, it's different. I mean, these people have been doing drugs since the 80s. They are so beyond hooked. I mean, it takes more than that. It takes. That's what I said. It's slim to none. I mean, the numbers on a person like him quitting forever they're just minimal. It doesn't matter what happened. If anything, that just makes them do it more. Oh, I don't want to feel. I don't want to feel. I mean, you know, it's a disease. It's not that simple.
True. I mean, I do get your point. Once you're that far gone, it's really kind of hard to talk any type of sense into you because you're not really listening. You know, until you
right,
get rock bottom.
You don't even exist anymore. Yeah, whatever that is for you, you know, hopefully that'll help you come out of it. I mean, because people who really know Whitney, they said she really, really, really tried, you know, and just she couldn't.
Yeah.
She couldn't do it.
Well, you know, but there's still people out there, like, I didn't think, Robert Downey Jr., I didn't think he was going to make it for a while, and he did, and I'm so glad that he did. I've actually loved 100 times more the stuff that he did after he's, like, sober than, you know, obviously from previous years. But I think he's great actor.
Yeah, he's amazing. I mean, that's why you just got to stay away from that stuff because you don't know what your journey will be. Robert Downey Jr. was able to nip it, you know, but that's why I've just never even tried. I'm like, I might like it. And there goes my shoe budget. I'm on the street. I'm doing this. I'm, you know, just. You never know. He got it done, thank God. And you're right. His work after has been phenomenal.
Yeah. I. And then it goes to show you still have people like Charlie Sheen who, you know.
Right.
They haven't learned their lesson. Lindsay Lohan, she hasn't learned a lesson. Britney has recovered remarkably well. I didn't think she was going to make it, but now she's, you know, she's cleaned up her act and she still looks a little loopy, but I think that those are, like, medically prescribed loopy as opposed to self-medicating.
Yeah, but we really don't know. I mean, we thought at the time Whitney was clean and she still had stuff in her system. I mean, we really just don't know. It's just a vicious thing. I hope she is, and I pray that she stays that way because she has babies in this world counting on her.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, watching the way Bobby has responded to that, and how anybody would if you lose your mom. I mean, that should be heartbreaking enough. But again, I know that it's like a bigger, deeper thing. I wish them all well. I hope they can all. I hope Bobby actually learned something with his ankle bracelet on, you know?
Yeah.
Save one parent.
Well, didn't they say didn't the grandmother, Whitney's mother, didn't she say that Bobby Christina was doing drugs now?
I don't recall her saying that. I didn't hear that. I watched an interview and listened. I didn't hear that.
Okay. Well, I thought from what I read, and anybody in the chat room, correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I heard, that Bobby Christina, or the mother, the grandmother, had written a book, and she had indicated that Bobby Christina was acting erratic, and she believed her to be on substances. So whether that was, you know, marijuana or alcohol, I don't know. But that's what I heard. Which, if it's true, it's sad. But then at the same time, it's like she's just following in her parents' footsteps. Like, that's all that she knows.
Yeah, I don't know. Can't comment on it because I didn't hear that and I didn't read it. And what I saw in that interview, I didn't hear her say that. So.
Okay. Well,
who knows?
We'll move on. So, I got tiggle bitties. Do you have bitties? Oh, no, I do. Toya, do you got tiggle bitties?
I don't have Oprah tiggles, but, you know, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, if y'all hadn't heard, Karen Toward had made a little comment by him saying that Miss Oprah Winfrey had tiggle bitties. And, of course, what do people do? They have to talk about it, and they have to confront Oprah and tell her, well, what do you think? And some people were saying they were offended. And I love Oprah's response. She just says, well, I do have big...
I know, but it went on. I saw that he was like, I love making out with her and pretty much feeling it on their titties. Like, they're in the scenes. And I'm like, oh, my God, did he really just say that? How professional is that?
Well, you know, he likes to tickle bitties.
I mean, that was like, shit.
I'm making out with Oprah, feeling on Oprah's titties.
I'm sorry.
You got to think, for him to say that in the press, he probably said it to her on set several times, so that's probably why she wasn't shocked or anything. Probably said that a few times. Like, oh, Oprah.
Well, Stedman probably hasn't felt on them titties in a while.
Oh, boy.
For a long time, haven't they? Or are they still together?
I do,
they are
to be
still
honest.
Together.
Are they? I figured as much. I figured they were, like, he was writing that out.
Well, I mean, like, honestly, if Oprah and Taryn Towers got together, like, they would be a cute couple, I would think.
No, they would not. That would be gross.
I think he's, like, half her age.
Why? That would be gross. That would be so gross.
I know. How old is Oprah? 50, anyway?
She's, like, 59. Oprah's older. She's much older.
59. Taryn Howard is probably, like, 35.
So
no,
he's
probably 40.
You think 40?
Either way, it's still gross. I don't care if he's 51 or she's 52. It's gross. It's just gross. I'm sorry.
Why is it
gross?
Hold on. Well, Chris is looking.
She can get with Danny Glover. She cannot get with Darren Tower.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No. Seriously, Danny Glover?
That's about her age range. Keep it there. No.
But you just said
that
it
would
matter if he was 51 or 52, though. You just said that.
It would be gross.
Even if they weren't close in age, why would it be gross?
Yes, because it would be. I'm sorry. That's why this would be gross. I don't want to look at that. Stay with that.
I disagree. I think that Oprah has a very, very beautiful face. I think that Taryn Howard has a very beautiful face. I think that they would look good together. So what? She's a little big. Who cares? I don't care about the age thing.
It has nothing to do with her weight. Some of the sexiest women I've ever met in my life where I was like, I want to be like her, were huge. That has nothing to do with it. I just think together they would look gross. Period. I'm entitled to mine. You entitled to yours. But Terrence and Oprah, I hope it never happens. He keep rubbing on her and liking those boobies. But keep it pushing. First of all,
Stephanie ain't going anyway.
That's the truth. Like you said, who is that? Stephanie, he will be writing that out. Like, Stephanie's not going anywhere. Not going to happen.
Oh, good Lord. Good Lord. Wow.
It's like Race of Will and Blood.
What'd you say?
Sunman's like Race of Will and Blood.
Yeah. Alan. You would be stupid to leave. Why would you leave Oprah Winfrey?
Reminds me of the Dave Chappelle episode.
Yeah. Oprah. He's bad. Love it. Okay. So, would you guys want to live on a colony on Mars?
What?
Yes.
You can go for free.
Question? No one, really?
Would we want
to
live on a
colony? You don't want to be the first
one
to go?
In Mars? Did you say Mars?
Mars?
Is it me?
I said Mars. Yeah,
said
I said Mars.
No, I don't know what's happening up there. No. No.
Well, I want to tell you that, you know, in the words of Arnold Schwarzenegger from Total Recall, get your ass to Mars. Mars One, a Dutch company, is actually sending people, real-world people, to go to Mars. They're actually recruiting. Yes. They are doing casting a wide net. I'm talking about worldwide. They're sending out invitations to anybody who's at least 18 years of age. By the time that you actually go to Mars, you'll be 28, though. You have to speak English, and you cannot have any pressing matters on Earth, ever. Because this colony mission is a one-way kind of a deal. And, I mean, for all you space nerds out there, and I'm one of them because I'm, like, the first one that will be, like, looking at shooting stars and telescopes.
Baby,
yeah.
You would go? You would go?
Oh, no.
No.
I can't go. How can I go? My life is here. I'm, like, you know, married and shit and have a
house. What if your husband wanted, what if he said, let's just do it. Let's just go.
This sounds like a bad idea. Like, let me give, here, we're sponsoring one-way tickets to Mars. You're just going to have to, we're going to send you up there and you're just going to have to work it out.
I mean, what kind of accommodations are we talking? Like, where are we staying? Is there a four seasons up
two,
there?
Two
like a W?
Rocks. We're talking about
is there
two
a W
dust
Mars
and a mask and a mask to hope that maybe it will work, so you can breathe
well,
while you're there.
I mean, will there be cocktails? I mean, how will it work?
You know, I'm not entirely sure of the sleeping situation or anything like that, but I do know. This is what they're planning. They're planning as far as early as 2016, they're going to send, the Mars One company is sending a preparatory probes, rovers, supplies to the planet along with four groups of colonists, and they're going to be the first team to go up and inhabit Mars, basically, and build whatever, you know, this colony is supposed to live on. I'm assuming it, I mean, I'm obviously, I'm not a scientist. I'm not an astronaut. I have no idea what kind of a colony it's going to be, if it's going to be like a bungalow type of situation where it's just a freaking metal box that people are going to live in and then put on suits when they want to go outside. I have no idea. It's not exactly like they can go run in the grass or, you know, go swimming or something. So I don't know. But it's kind of cool. And do you know how they're going to pay for all of this? No.
Taxpayer money?
No, they're not. They're a nonprofit organization. So they are paying for this the best way that everybody else in the world makes money, being that these colonists are going to be reality stars. They are going to film.
Nice.
Everything.
Of course it's a reality show in it. Of course.
Of course. Of course.
Of course. Now
no,
it's all making sense. Mouth.
That's how they're paying for it. So here's the thing. I think they said that the ticket price was like $7 billion for every person to go up there. So that's the cost. So they're doing a reality show, and basically you're going to, you know, 24 hours a day, and you're going to be able to watch these colonists, you know, start a brand new freaking world in Mars. Like, how crazy is that? Like, I don't know about you guys, but I'd be a little alarmed, like, what about my DVR? Like, what about my favorite shows? Will I be able to get satellite connection up there? Like,
well, since
that would be
the going price is $7 billion, I don't think we'll have to worry about that right now.
But here's the thing. They've actually gotten funding by big, huge, huge entrepreneurs. You know, Baz Landorp and the guy that did the Amex Power Company and Arno Wilders. I mean, these are all people that have a substantial amount of money. You know, we're not talking about nickels and pennies here, like a substantial amount of money. And they're investing, and they want to be on the roster as far as international scientists who are going on this mission. Like, tons of people. And here's the thing, too, is that they're not just asking for scientists. I mean, they're asking for people of every type of walk in life. You know, they're going to need people to basically, you know, be custodians. They're going to need people to do agriculture. They're going to need scientists, obviously. They're going to need medical staff. They're going to need a lot of different people from different backgrounds. But basically, I mean, their requirements right now, literally, the website says resilience, adaptability, curiosity, ability to trust, creativity, and resourcefulness.
Okay.
And you should be over 18. And they will train you for the next 8 years.
The sad part is when people hear it's a show involved, they're probably going to have so many people that they turn down. I mean, people are going to jump at it. They are.
Here's the thing. Personally, like, if I did not have anything holding me back, like, I didn't have any family, I didn't have a husband, I didn't have a life here, basically, I'd be all for it. I'd be like, fuck it, you know? Like, if shit goes down, it goes down. I die, whatever, it doesn't matter. But, I mean, how cool would it be to be part of history and to say, you know what? I was part of that colony. I was the first, one of the first people on Mars.
No, I'm cool. I'm good. Hey, let me know how it is, but I will not be going. And then you can't even trust them when they come back. Like, really, like, what have you been exposed to and what do you want from me? I don't know. I watch too many movies, and that doesn't sound good. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Toya, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if I were to go, and you know, I come back in 10 years, you guys would honestly be like, I'm not going near you. Like,
you need to get quarantined.
I would be so busy. I'd be like, Daisy, who? The Daisy I knew was of this earth. I don't know anybody in Mars. I don't even understand what you need, clone. I won't even know. I won't even trust that it's you. I'll think like you're in an alien body or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll probably come back with some alien style. No, absolutely not. Mm-mm.
Well, you know, if I come back with an alien child, I'll make sure to, you know, tell my alien friends to come down and harass you guys just for fun. Just for fun.
I mean, you know government stuff, so they'd probably really be interested in you. Oh, I couldn't trust it.
Well, I think it's hilarious because obviously, like, NASA, of course, has, you know, talked about colonizing Mars, but their projection for the colony is 2023, you know.
But they're projecting this stuff to Mars and telling us that we can live on Mars, and they're going to send us one-way ticket and do a reality show on Mars, but they can't even predict the media coming around or doing some damage like this closer than ever to the Earth.
I think
they
ought to
take their word for it.
I think they just want to tell us. I believe they do know exactly when that thing and where it's going. But they can't tell us that. I mean, that would create such a panic. They know. They know. I bet you they won't be anywhere near it.
Look what just happened in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing, though. You tell one person a huge secret, they might be able to take it okay. But you tell a huge group of people what's happening,
right.
It will be chaos. Mob mentality, people, you know, looting,
right.
Breaking. They don't know if they're going to live or they're going
to
die. So, I mean,
it,
I get
it's
it.
True. Yeah. Can't say a meteor's hitting the earth.
You know what would happen? Like, if people would start drinking Kool-Aid, like, they're going to die anyway. Like, that would be how bad it's going to be. Like, that's going to be like, what was that guy that made them drink the Kool-Aid? Jim Jones? Down in South Africa?
Right.
Yeah,
or that movie,
like,
Contagion. That movie Contagion was a good example. It was like people just went crazy and doing all kinds of stuff. And I mean, it would just be nuts because you're dealing with different people of all different perspectives who will take it however way they choose, and some will just see it as profit, some will see it as, oh, let's just kill everybody. I mean, it would just be chaos.
I'm
they
not
can't
talking
tell
about, like, a mass destructive one, like, that kills the dinosaurs. I'm talking about, like, the one that
but
just
how do
came
we know
close
it's not?
To Earth. Because we knew when the one that just passed by, they told us that it's not. It's closer than ever has one been recorded. It's like, you know, I don't know, it was like 30,000 miles or something, but it circled around us, and they said it would make absolutely zero impact with the Earth. We had nothing to be worried about. Then, the next morning, 1,500 people are injured in Russia because a meteorite
exactly,
is, like,
exactly, but
injured.
I assure you they knew. I assure you they knew that. They were just like, I mean, that's 1,500. I mean, I hate to, that, I bet they knew. I don't believe they didn't know. I don't
I'm
believe
sure
it.
They know, but
I'm not going to Mars. I'm not talking to Daisy if she goes to Mars or her children.
Bitch, I will infect you. I will make it a point to go over.
Now you're all fucked up, Toyosi.
With my Martian germs.
Like, that's what I'm saying. See, look, she's already spouting that stuff. She probably has had an interview and everything. You can't trust these Mars women.
She's already been contaminated.
Right. She's on the short
that's
list.
That's right.
She is the senator of Mars. You're going to be running Mars.
Yes. I have some Martians that are interested in me, and I'm going to spread my bacteria to all of you guys.
If I turn into a Martian, I want to look like, what's her name in the I can't think of the movie. She's like blue. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Are you talking about Avatar?
No, no. I'm talking about aliens.
Oh.
Aliens?
Yeah, who's... You don't know who the girl actress, she's got like a blonde hair, but she's like blue. They like painted her blue in the movie. I can't even think of what it is, but I can't think who she is. Well, if I'm an alien, I want to be her. She's a hot ass alien.
Oh my goodness.
You're alien. Well, Daisy, did you hear that? Put that on the list. I already know you have one.
Of course. I'm an alien. Mm-hmm. Of course. I'm going to paint myself blue, and then I'm going to infect all you bitches with my bacteria of my Martian germ.
Yep.
Would James
go to Mars?
James is not paying attention, I don't think.
Okay, good. All right.
Would I go to Mars?
Yes.
Okay, I'm afraid to get on an airplane. What makes you think I'd get on a space shuttle?
Yeah, that would be kind of weird. Well, I think how many years does it take to get to Mars anyways? Doesn't it take like 4 years of just space travel to get there?
I think so. It's a while. No, and then like even a year on Mars, like I'm a little bit of a science geek, and like a year on Mars is like the equivalent to, I think, 60 days, like 60 or 70 days Earth time. So it's like time would be going by too quick.
Mm. Yeah. This is getting worse and worse. 4 years in a shuttle?
And Mars, and honestly, like, Mars is named after the Roman god of war. So
see?
That just does not sound appealing to me.
Mm-mm.
It's an angry red planet.
It is, and I don't want to make it even angrier by having my gas on that planet. Is that overly?
Well,
yeah.
My goodness, I love it. Well, I think it's funny because actually my husband and I were having a conversation about this, that this company is doing it, and you have like these big people, you know, from Russia, you know, the Russian Space Agency, and, you know, with us here with NASA, and, you know, they're projecting that we won't get there for another, you know, 20, maybe 30 years, and this company is like, fuck it, we're going to do it, we're going to get there faster than any of you guys, and they've never had an actual space mission. So that makes me a little alarmed. I'm a little concerned.
That would be sending red flags.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is. Well, we got 38 seconds left. I love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Next week, we're going to talk about how we're going to get Toya on that ship. Good night, guys. One sec. You know what happened to me.